Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
stuff like this. It's like, you know, all your fun you're having here. It's like, man.
Oh, yeah.
Throwing stuff over the yard.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I think you're
just
going right back over.
Well, Jen, I'm gonna jump in and then I'll come out.
Yeah, I'll be out of my car. I'll
check today. Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all right. I understand. Good morning, guys, and thank you for tuning in to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. The calling number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, it's tax season, guys. It's coming up on tax season. And we have a professional accounting firm that can help you with your needs at tax time. And they're also a sponsor of my show. And so if you're needing someone to take care of you and help you with your tax situation, please give them a call, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Okay? Now, I apologize for right there at the beginning of the show. I was actually outdoors with my insurance claims adjuster. If you listened to the show a couple of days ago about putting neighbors in their place, I told you about the neighbor that burned my privacy fence on my property, and so I'm filing a claim with my homeowner's insurance, and the claims adjuster is out this morning, and he said he'd be here at 10:31. He was on time, and I told him, hey, I got to get on a call, man. I got to take care of my fans. I got to get on the show, right? So here I am. Like I said, I'm sorry I was kind of, you know, out of it right there for a second talking with him when the show actually aired and didn't get going. But here I am now, and we're good to go, as they say. All right? Now, today's word of the day is advocate. Advocate. Advocate is a verb, and it means to plead in favor of. So, I'm an advocate of reading. Although I don't read like I should, I am an advocate for reading. All right? So, advocate is to plead in favor of. And I'm an advocate for reading. Right? Advocate. Advocate is a good word to have in your vocabulary. So that's one that you may want to add to your vocabulary. All right? Free Fall Friday, guys. Today, Free Fall Friday, that means that all lines are open for you guys to call in and give your opinion on today's topic, or you can talk about whatever you'd like. I don't mind. But if you're not going to call and talk about something, I'm going to talk about what would happen in your town if marijuana was legal. Okay? What would happen in your town if marijuana was legal? What would happen? So, you know, I thought about this because not too far from now, the bill is going to be, or the law is going to be on the table in the Georgia General Assembly, I guess it is, that about legalizing marijuana in Georgia. Okay? And this is my town. So what's going to happen once marijuana is legalized in Georgia? And I don't say if, because it is going to be. It's just a matter of time. It's already okay with the federal government, right? Because there are states already who have legalized marijuana. I knew some people that moved to Colorado just because of that law. You know, Colorado is one of the few states who has legalized marijuana. I think Colorado, California, and I'm not sure of other states. I think Nevada. I guess that's a city. But so Nevada is, I guess Nevada is a state, huh? Las Vegas, Nevada, right? So those places have already legalized marijuana, so it's legal. And what's funny about it is that, you know, long time ago, I mean back in the 80s, when we were in college, I mean, marijuana was prevalent. And a lot of people smoke marijuana. And marijuana is a drug that, you know, what they call change one of your senses. I guess, you know, it kind of inhibits. I think it inhibits some senses and it lifts some senses, if you know, so to speak. I don't know if that's the word that I was looking for, but it enhances some senses and it shuts, you know, close down some senses where they aren't as enhanced as they would be if you hadn't, you know, inhale the drug, okay? And I don't know why I call it a drug, because it comes from the earth, okay? It's not like someone in a lab mixed it up and gave it to you to take. It comes from the earth. It grows out of the earth. There are seeds that make it grow out of the earth. So it's a natural drug. Right, it's an all natural drug until someone maybe puts something on it to change it. But it's a natural drug, comes from the earth. So, you know, you got to think that where did the marijuana seeds come from? That's something maybe that I need to research. Where did marijuana seeds come from? You know, just like apple seeds what do you call it? Grape seeds or any kind of seed. Where does it come from? Okay? Where does it come from? And I'm going to Google it right now. Where does marijuana seeds originate? Hey guys, bear with me here, okay? And
at Google come from non-pollinized female plants, so you will not find any seeds and get bud. I mean, this is something that someone put out there, okay? Let's see. Wikipedia. All right, here we go. Is a genus of flowering plants that includes three different species, cannabis something, cannabis something, cannabis something. These species are indigenous to Central and South Asia. Cannabis has long been used for hemp fiber, seed, and seed oil for medicinal purposes and as a recreational drug. Industrial products are made from cannabis plants selected to produce an abundance of fiber to satisfy the un-narcotics convention. Some cannabis strains have been bred to produce minimal levels of THC. The principal psychoactive constituent responsible for the high associated with it and which is obtained through the dried flowers of cannabis plants selectively bred to produce high levels of THC and other psychoactive cannabinoids. Extracts including hashish and hash oil are also produced from the plant. Okay? That was also, you know, hash, you know, I never hear about hash anymore. Hashish anymore. But I know when we were growing up in high school and college, there was a recreational drug called hash, or as they said, hashish. And it was very, very potent. When you think about it, what would happen in your town, though, really? What would happen in your town? Or what would happen if, a lot of people ask me this question, what would happen if they legalized marijuana here in the state of Georgia? Okay? And now, and if you use marijuana, go to work, okay? Say you use marijuana the night before work, had your good night's sleep, got up the next morning, went to work, and you were called in for a urinalysis. And when you took the urinalysis, it came out positive because you have THC in your urine. And what would happen is you'd lose your job. Okay? Because it's legal in your state doesn't mean that it's okay. It's all of a sudden it's okay to do it for work. If they have a drug policy at work, then that drug policy is still in effect. It doesn't go away just because they legalize marijuana. It's still in effect. Remember that, guys. Don't mess that up, okay? Because, you know, if you do test positive at work for marijuana and it's legal in your state, but it's not legal on your job, you're going to lose your job, okay? It states clearly in the article that I read from the government, it states clearly that your employer can enforce their rules as far as testing positive for marijuana, even though it's legal in your state. Okay? So don't think that just because they legalized it in Georgia, now you're able to smoke like crazy and smoke like crazy and go to work, and then you know, something happens at work and they have you take a a urinalysis and it comes back positive and you're going to be okay. That's not going to be it. Okay? You're going to lose your job. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. I hope you guys have a tremendous weekend. I'm not closing out the show right now, but I just wanted to say that I hope you guys have a tremendous weekend. It's going to be cold this weekend. Not as cold as it has been over the last couple of days, but it is going to be cold this weekend. Please wrap up, stay warm, build fires in the fireplace. Make sure your kids dress warmly every day. Try to keep them from, you know, getting sick. Another thing to do is to make sure you feed them some type of multivitamin. And keep that up. You know, that should be every day. But make sure you give them some type of multivitamin to, you know, build up their vitamin deficiencies that they may have. That helps with warding off, you know, these type of sicknesses. Another thing that you can do is there's a product called Echinacea. Echinacea is sold at, you know, like a Walgreens or something like that, the drugstore, or you go in and ask the pharmacist to point you to Echinacea. And you read about it. Echinacea is a natural. Usually it's a natural immune booster. So you pump that in your system, and it goes in and it helps your immune system. It boosts your immune system. So it gives you, if your immune system is down here, and you pump some Echinacea in, it's going to lift that up, and it's going to help your immune system be stronger against something like the flu. And you should take it as soon as you start to feel your sickness coming on. See, I do that because as soon as I start feeling a twinge in my throat, a lot of people don't do this. But as soon as I start feeling a little twinge in my throat, I automatically start taking it. And it gets in there and it jumps in with the immune system. And that means that once it gets in there with the immune system gets stronger. And that way it can fight more against that flu virus or that cold virus that's gotten in your body. It'll fight it and it'll knock it out before it gets too strong for your immune system, okay? So that's a good analogy of Echinacea, Echinacea, okay? Echinacea is what you need to go to the drugstore and ask the pharmacist to point you to Echinacea. And again, you read about it before you buy it. Read about it and see if it's what I say it is. And make sure that you read about it and understand the dosage and how to take it. And I guarantee you that will help you, help boost your immune system and help fight off the flu or cold. Okay? Do that, guys. Do that. Keep that in your medicine cabinet, like you keep aspirin like you keep NyQuil or something like that. You can keep that Echinacea in there, and you can also, you know, now a lot of people don't know, but they had taken Theraflu off the shelves. You know, Theraflu was the little package you could buy and pour in a cup and then put hot water in it, stir it off, and dissolve it and drink it, and that Theraflu really helps, you know, ward off the flu. Okay? helps you sleep and all that, but that you need to keep. It's back on the shelf now. Okay, so I guess the FDA had taken it off the shelf, but now I guess they found out it was okay. Now it's back on the shelf. So you may want to grab some Theraflu while you're at the drugstore, along with the Echinacea. That way you'll be sick. And then when you start feeling bad, you can start taking that stuff immediately. You don't have to wait until the next day I can get out and go to the store. No, you've got it right there at the house. Go ahead and pop it and get yourself together so that you don't have to miss work for the cold or the flu. Don't you hate to miss work for something like that? I mean, if I miss work, I want to be doing something fun. I don't want to be laying in the bed with cold and hot, changing from cold to hot every few minutes. You know, that's not fun. That's not a good thing to take off work for. I mean, some people have to. But if you try to ward that stuff off as soon as you feel it coming on, then you probably wouldn't have to take any time off work. Okay? That's just a little lesson from Dr. Frank. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. I love each and every one of you. Thank you, guys, for listening. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. I hope you have a tremendous weekend. Again, take care of yourselves. Stay bundled up. Keep your kids bundled, and have a great weekend. It's going to be cold. Take care, guys. Yeah.